Joining us from Grand Isle to talk about the Ride the Bull is Chris Holmes, veteran paddler and kayaker. And Chris, how's things shaping up down there for this year's Ride the Bull?
Don, we're doing good. We, as of close last night, we were right at 300, which is, fantastic. Obviously down from some of the record years, but, that's all rodeos and stuff. But you can put 300 on the water. It's a good day. We're going to have a little wind today and a little tide, but they're launching. I talked to a few people that backed out, some of the less experienced are a little nervous, and, that's understandable. There's nowhere to tuck and hide in the past, so you're going to be out there in the elements. But we just hope everybody's going to be safe. We'll have the boats out there. PFDs are mandatory, and hopefully at worst somebody gets wet, and that's it.
Fishing in those conditions with a pretty stiff wind and open coming out of path, any specialized equipment? I guess a heavier anchor is certainly going to be important. You're going to have to be able to hold your ground.
Yeah, an anchor and a little bit of chain, but, as we explained at the safety meeting last night, the anchor can also be really bad. You get sideways in that current, especially, or they hang the anchor and they're really jerking on it trying to get it, and they lean a little bit too over and you have some issues. We recommend tying a float to your rope, and worst comes to worst, you cut it loose, and we'll go back and get it, pull it with a boat or whatever. But that's the biggest thing, is just watching your angles, in the kayak, because fighting the fish or, just fighting the current, you get a little bit off balance, and it doesn't take long to get wet.
What has been your experience on successfully catching bull reds in that past there? Is there a certain part of it that is usually more productive? And given a stiff east wind, is one side going to be better for, getting set up and fishing than another?
With the wind going out on the coming out of the side, into the Gulf, we're probably going to pull the boundaries in a little bit, just because if you get out there and you do hook up and you got a fish pulling you around, who knows where you're going to end up. So we're doing that. But, obviously the bridge is always a good spot. You got some structure. It'll break the current a little bit and get there. But, what we find with these many people in here, these fish are roaming and just schools, small schools, but they're just circling. They're going around, because we'll get a school come through and you got four or five people hooked up, all instantly and just going through. I think the biggest thing, especially a day like today, is patience, because you get out there anywhere from 15 to 20 is what I like as far as water depth. And, if you can anchor out, sit it out, you're going to be fishing with bait, on the bottom mostly. There's going to be a few lures used, but for most people, anything from crabs and mullet and cut ladyfish, whatever. And so patience really is probably the biggest factor you're going to have.
We're talking with Chris Holmes. He's filling in as our field reporter for the kayak and paddling segment. He's down at Ride the Bull. Taking place, hundreds of kayaks headed out of Bridgeside Marina into Caminata Pass in search of bull redfish. Chris, getting set up, right bait, right equipment is one thing. Once you hook up, you've caught a lot of big fish, including some big tarpon. What's the key to getting a redfish successfully brought to the side of the boat and getting them to where you can get it to the boat to have it weighed and released?
Yeah, a good thing, decent equipment. You don't want the lightest of rods. Not that they can't be landed because you're in open water and stuff and you can light drag, but that puts a big, bigger strain on the fish, especially in the warm water conditions. So, good medium setup, good leader, fighting it, have a decent drag where, it's not going to break you off, and you just enjoy the ride, as we say, and some of them will pull anchor and, let the fish pull them around. Doing that, you'll actually land them quicker because he's not only fighting your drag, he's fighting the boat too, where you're sitting there, so he's pulling everything around. So it's just patience, being careful, get them both sides. One good quick thing I wanted to mention, we did team up with the Recreational Fishing Alliance this year. Some of these bulls are actually going to be going on. There's a boat anchored out there right now with tanks on it. They're going to be going to the hatchery to release, first time for Louisiana, I believe, some hatchery-raised redfish. And it's going to be coming from Ride the Bull, so we're kind of excited about that.
Well, you may be running into another Chris, Chris LeCocq. He's down there with our Bayou Wild TV, and he's documenting it. And we're going to follow him out to the fish hatchery and get some footage there and do the whole process so people will be able to watch it. It's an historic event, and it's good that the Ride the Bull is
great news. Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Yeah, it's certainly a historic event. Well, Chris, listen, thanks for filling in. You did a great job. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Thank you, so. Bye, Don.
Chris Holmes reporting in on our paddler's report from the Ride the Bull tournament, the largest kayak tournament, actually, I think, in the world.